in Siman Dalet, Sif Katan, Yud Dalet, has a comment. This is referring to what the Mechaber said above. In Sif Hei, the Mechaber said, Lo Yiga B'Gigis Sheikhar, that one should not touch a barrel of beer. We're talking about someone who did not wash one's hands in the morning because of Ruach Ra, should not be in contact with even the Gigit of Sheikhar. We spoke about this actually. But here the Mechaber says, Shemishmu Shayad Mafsid HaSheikhar. So the Mishnah Brewer here in Sivkot and Yudalid has a fascinating comment. It's not so relevant, hopefully, today. You'll see in a moment. That's what we have been speaking about the last few shurim, that not to come into contact with any food item if you have not washed your hands because of Ruach Ra. But the machal does not become usur. The chatchila one should be careful. So the commentary of Rav Nevesol Shlita on the bottom, he points out if you have peros v'irakos that the person handled them, who did not wash their hands, the meaning is l'shot from to wash them. A lot of food, if you're going to wash it, it's obviously going to be unfit to eat, and therefore you should not wash it. And then he notes that the Alta Savodka Hayama Kalef Lechem Shenoguba below the Tias Yadayim Shal Shachris. He actually would scrape off the outer layer of bread if he came into contact with someone who did not wash their hands because of Ruach Ra in the morning. And Rav Nevesol asks, Bitzarach Iyun, Minayin Lo Shein Atum Chodera Gam Otocha Lechem. Okay. Now the last line is what interests me. Ein Lishtos Ashan Tabak. They actually used to drink Ashan Tabak. Now, I'm not talking now halacha l'maisa, because smoking, lefi 99.9% of the poskim that I recognize, is also min haTorah. It's actually forbidden min haTorah, smoking, and the reasons are fairly evident because of the carcinogenic elements that are involved, even though Agoyna Moshe Feinstein Zatzal and Igus Moshe wrote Shuvahs about this decades ago and was makel based on the Gemara Yevamos of Shomer Psoim Hashem. But that's when we did not have the knowledge that we have today regarding smoking. Today it's clear, and even on the cigarette packages they write that it's carcinogenic and Chas V'Shalom can have fatal consequences, which it does, and there's no question it's Asim and Atar. But here I'm only interested in the Etzem Halacha. This is why I'm reading it. Ein lishtos ashan tabak kodem tzias yadayim. Derech agav, Rav Nevesol Shlita on the bottom. Admor, referring to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal, itnagen bo lishun cigariot. He was opposed to it as well, so that's already many years ago. And Rabbi Tendler Shlita, the son-in-law of Moshe Feinstein, told me a number of times in the last 30 years that his shver would have certainly, had he known the information that we know today, would not have permitted smoking cigarettes under any circumstances. But the issue is, can I smoke before I wash my hands Negel Vasser in the morning? That's the question that Mishnah Brura is discussing. It's amazing that this fellow is still in his bed. Let's dramatize it a little bit. But he has to have his smoke, his early morning smoke. And the issue is Mashkin. That's what he's talking about here. Perhaps it's talking about cigarettes, although he seems to be speaking about Ochlin U'Mashkin, that have Ruach Ra. So the Arzah Sachayim, the Malbim, in his parish of Shulchan Aruch, he quotes actually from Dodi Achronim, from the Minchas Aron, that it's Asa. But the problem is that, and let's talk about snuff. That was the common practice that many people actually would inhale, or would actually snuff, and they would do it Derech HaChotem before the Netilas Yadayim. So now what's happening? I'm touching my nostrils, and as a result, I'm in contact with Evarim, with limbs on my body that I'm not supposed to be in contact with before Tzias Yadayim. That's exactly what this halacha is all about. But not to smoke tobacco. The Pashup Shad, what's the Chshash from Shibruach Ra? Doesn't seem to be any reason to be Choshesh for this issue of Ruach Ra that the Mishabur is talking about. So in that Sefer Michas Aharon that's quoted by the Malbim, Ne'atz HaChayim, I think he lived during the days of the Chidah. So he goes way back, several hundred years ago. So his language is the following. He writes that Ve'otan Sheshoabim B'Nechirim Afilu B'Emtza HaLayla, that they do this snuff modality. Im lo yitlu yudeyim kodem, havel yad lechotem tikatzetz, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, that they're in contact with their nostrils, and any contact with a different limb in one's body when one has not washed one's hands b'shem ruach ra is, according to the Gemara, misukan. And that's the marker, apparently. And he writes, chutz mizeh metamim et tabako. They actually are metame the tobacco itself because they came into contact with it, with ruach ra. Mishagura does not bring all this. Perhaps he's not masking to this position. Perhaps the tobacco is worse because you're absorbing it into your body. I'm talking about nicotine. One has a nicotine kind of addiction, and it becomes part of you, similar to okel and mashke that goes into one's goof. It's unclear. But you see from the Mishagura that you have to be concerned about the issue of ruach ra. Mishagura, obviously, that's why he lays down this halacha, and he tells you, English does Hashan tabak, kodim nitilas yadayim. I would like to perhaps take this Mishnah Berurah and now extrapolate to other items that are not nicotine based or snuff based or any of that, drug based. Let's say a person has a pill. The person has pills that a person has to take for medical reasons that the doctor prescribed, and I didn't wash negobasa. Can I go ahead and take the pill and put it into my mouth? Do we say on that Yad Lepeh, as the Mechaber said here in Simin Gimel? In the Siman Dalar Asif Gimel, Oyigah B'Yadu Kodem Nitilu Lepeh, Yad Lepeh Tikatzetz, the Gemara says. So do we assume that applies also to medication, to pills, to medicaments, to different types of therapies, the different ministrations that people take, because I didn't wash Negel Vasa? So again, it would seem that it's true, you cannot touch food before Negel Vasa. That's the Issa. I don't think a pill is food. I don't think a pill is Roi L'Achila. I don't think it would fall into this category that the Gemara in Shabbos talks about. So offhand, I would say there's no problem. But here he's talking about tobacco. They're also not food. And yet the Mishnah Berurah says, "En lishtot ashan tabak kol mutzias yadayim." So I'm just asking, I'm throwing out the question, whether it would be the din that of the pill if I can't even take tobacco. So then, kol shkein kal v'chol ben rishon kol choyim, I should not be able to take a pill, which is being going into my body.
Maybe you could say, we see there's an issue, there's one issue of the food, so the Rav's Svara might apply for the our hands won't transfer to the pill, but if you touch your mouth, then regardless you're in trouble, that you have to like do it in a way where you wouldn't touch your mouth.
Yeah, it's possible to take the pill without necessarily, yeah, okay, say that. One could actually ingest the pill in such a fashion where it wouldn't be in the contact with any of the Igor. Anyway, I just, halacha l'maaseh said that Rav Ovadia Yosef, Zatzal, Chacham Ovadia, has a tshuva in Yavei Omer. I started looking around. He writes the following. He quotes actually another sefer called Kapi Aaron, that we're only choshesh ruach ra, b'dvarim sh'ra'im b'chazal, Chazal had a Kabbalah on certain items that they were makbid about. Aval mashe Chazal, what they did not articulate, we cannot go ahead and ourselves create all kinds of new chumras, and that's why the assumption is that it would not apply to a pill or something of that sort. So again, if I touch someone's hands who didn't wash, and that's transferred to me, so again, here the issue is that our items that are not necessarily considered to be food items, but medications and the like, offhand, l'chora, ein makom lachmir b'dvarim elo. And even though the Mishnah Berurah quotes, ein lishtot ashan tabak, so again, one could argue that that might very well be something that apparently is royal l'shtiyah, something that you're capable actually of drinking. But here we're talking about an item that's not necessarily royal l'shtiyah. And yet, b'chol zot, it seems to be yesh makom b'chalek between these two items. I mean, it's relevant to, I mentioned also, let's say, with reference to children. So we spoke about that in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah writes in Sipkotin Yud, just the last two, three lines of that, gam yesh yizor she'ak tanim, they're going to come into contact with food. Therefore, you have to go ahead, make sure they wash their hands. And now, let's say an adult washes his hands, and then he goes to wash the hands of his little children. And let's assume they didn't wash their hands properly, which I imagine would be the case, and not the doctor, dafka to wash the hands three times, lisei rugin, as the halacha demands. And now I'm still touching the hands of young children who haven't washed negel basa properly. So then the question is, do I have to wash the tzitzis yadayim again? So we mentioned already in last week from the Shulchan Aruch Harav that with children, it's a chumrah da'avana. There's a chumrah ba'alma at best that washing the hands, because the question, what the criteria for washing hands, so we indicated that they have to reach a certain age of chinuch, a certain understanding of what kedusha is all about. Before the gil chinuch, the Shulchan Aruch Harav said it's not even required. So let's say I'm going to assist people, namely young children, shadayim lo gil chinuch, they have not yet come to the age of educability. To wash negel basa, you would not have to wash again, even though you came into contact with their hands. Yesh al milisvach la'akel regarding that. And again, let's say someone asked me not long ago in the morning that he was he woke up and there was a worker working in his home, a non-observant person, and he stuck out his hand, so he should shake his hand. This worker early in the morning before he had a chance to wash negel basa. So again, do I have to wash my hands again now? Let's assume I already washed my hands and I didn't wash my hands, and that's the question. But again, I'd like to assume, and maybe you'll question this assumption, but it seems to me all the Dan Achronim accept this assumption that we assume that workers wash their hands before they go to work, and therefore, even though they may not do so lefi hadin, they don't do it the kefi mashagatur ba'alocha, namely that you have to do it three times, right, left, right, left, right, left. The serugin, or bechalzav, the assumption is it's a fair assumption that they wash their hands. And as a result, on that, efshal lismach. I'll give you now another scenario that also is relevant that this Achronim talk about. Let's say a person has stitches on his hand, and the doctor told him, don't you dare get those stitches wet. Or there's a bandage, some sort of a poultice covering those stitches, and obviously you're not allowed to make sure it's not ratuv. So now the question is, you're not going to be able to wash your entire hand. So what do we say? We spoke about this already. Do we assume somehow that as far as Seuda is concerned, ain't the tila lachatzain? You have to wash somehow your entire hand. But undoubtedly, ruach ra, wherever you can wash, you should wash, and that will help as far as those areas that are capable of being washed. So the truth is that this is the subject of an interesting discussion. I saw in the Chassam Sofer that he has a discussion about this based on a sugya in Chulin. And Daf Kuv Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara here in Kol HaBasar, that's where this issue is discussed. The Gemara here talks about, the Gemara discusses that someone did not want to go ahead and wash his hands on Yom Kippur. But the issue was, why is he washing his hands? Kedei lahachil, in order to give food to his children, and the Chachamim will machriach him to wash his hands. I mean, the reason why he didn't want to wash his hands is Isa Rechitza on Yom Kippur. One of the Hamisha Iluyim is Rechitza on Yom Kippur. He didn't want to wash his hands. But the question was, he's going to be Machil Tanim, he's going to give actually food to eat to young children. So Chacham indicated that that is something which is a requirement. There's no question that he's obligated to go ahead and do so. So here, the Gemara says that the reason is Mishum Ma, Mishum Shifta, Shin Yud Bet Tov Aleph. What exactly is Mishum Shifta? So there's a Machlokes Rashi in Tesis. Rashi learns over here that Ruach Ra Shor Al Yadayim Shelo Nakdu Shachris. I have a situation where people did not wash their hands in the morning, so we have a matzah of Ruach Ra. That's what Rashi learns. Tesis here, Rabbi Natan Beforish, you're allowed to wash your hands. There's no isa b'dava. Why? The logora min meluchlechet betitu b'tzoa. That the Gemara says in Yuma that if a person's hands are dirty on Yom Kippur, well, if a person's hands are dirty in Yom Kippur, so then you're allowed to go and wash your hands. Drachis kedakim en achoshesh, because the isa is only rechisa shaltanu, only if it's l'shem onen. But if your hands are dirty, asoli, that's not called mechitzas shel tanug, that's permitted on Yom Kippur. So now, the Tosfos suggests, ve'ein lecha meluchlechet yoser mizeh, she'en yochol liga bepiv, uve'einov, v'chotno, uve'ozno. Here you're going to have a problem. He quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, on Kuf Tes that we mentioned, that tikotzeitz yodo, v'shifta d'hocho. Again, if there's some ruach ra, but you want to go ahead and give a give bread to a child who's not going to fast in Yom Kippur, a very young child. So obviously, Chas v'Shalom, if he doesn't wash his hands, Mos HaShoah, V'chol Negad Oto. You want to cause him Nezek, cause him some sort of Nezokin, Rachman Litzlan, in Lo Yod Al Yod B'Yos HaShoah. And therefore, the Tosfos writes the Halacha that he doesn't agree with the position that Rashi takes over here, and that Tosfos assumes that washing of Ruach Ra is even without feeding the young child. Shifsa is some sort of Ruach Ra that you, again, when you're about to feed your children, Ruach Ra would penetrate, God forbid, and choke the child, cause all kinds of nizokim. So you write the halacha, and the only way to stop the Ruach Ra is to wash the hand before you go ahead and feed the child. That's Shifsa, and that's permissible. Anyway, but you see clearly that, again, as I mentioned earlier, that the rechitza of Yom Kippur, that's also is only rechitza shel tainug, or rechitza shena shel tainug. It's not considered to be, it's not considered to be a problem. Okay, I want to now just relate to another issue. It's also quoted here in Shulchan Aruch. We mentioned, I'll just mention this halacha because it's an important din in Zion. The Mechaber says, "Tov lahakpid l'tzias yadayim shachas b'chol advarim ha'makpid l'tzias yadayim l'suda." L'chatzchilo, whatever is required for l'tzias yadayim for suda, you should be machmir when it comes to this Netila in the morning for Ruach Ra. But right away the Ramah says, "Eino ma'akev, lo kli, lo koach gabra." All the items that are required for suda are not ma'akev when it comes to l'tzias yadayim in the morning. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, b'di'evet, he writes in Sivkot Tezayim, l'chatchila, one should be machmir. That's the mashmos of the mechaber. Tov lahakpid. That's a din l'chatchila. But you see from the language of tov lahakpid, what Rama says, it's not ma'akib b'di'evit. Neither kli, nor koach gabra, or all the other psulim in the tzias yadayim. It says in Mishnah Berurah in Tezayim, v'salom b'di'evit in yin abrocha, v'yuchal v'arach al tzias yadayim, v'afil l'chatchila, hecha di'efshar b'in yin acher, aval hecha di'efshar tov lahakpid. And the Mishnah Berurah indicates that you don't require the items that normally are ma'akev in Tzias Yodayim are not ma'akev over here. So that's an important halacha to be aware of. I'm probably going to discuss that a bit further. But at this point, I want to just now turn to another area which is also significant, also found here in Siman Dalet. And the issue is about, people ask me about washing your hands in a modern day bathroom. Can I go ahead and do the washing? As many, many people do actually. And the question is, what is the status of our laboratories? How do we view them? The Gemara says in Shabbos, is also well known, the Gemara actually has in Shabbos, the Gemara points out, Bisman Chazal, that the Beis HaKiseh, or called the Beis HaMerchatz, it comprised three different rooms. The outer room served as a place where people would sort of relax, if I could use the term, before leaving the Beit HaMerchatz, before leaving the bathhouse. It means they'd remove some of their garments, but no one would be completely undressed, and that's why there you can make a bracha. They can speak the Torah because people are clad sufficiently where there would not be a problem of saying a bracha or learning the Torah. The second room is a place where they remove, deposit the rest of their clothing. There you're not allowed to say a bracha. There you can't say the Torah, but you're allowed to think. You're allowed to be maharib and the Torah. And so a person who enters that room doesn't enter the innermost room is not included to wash his hands upon leaving. Take a look here in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Dalet, Sivkot Mem. So Sivkot Mem in the Mishnah Berurah. He tells you, and this is going on in halacha that we're going to have to discuss at great length. Namely, we're talking about halacha yudches. In halacha yudches in Siman Dalet, the mechaber gives you a list of when you require the tzias yadayim. We will be discussing this in Yetz Hashem Barimus. Eilu dvarim tzrichim detila b'mayim. Number one, hakom miyamita. Vayotzi besakisei besamerchatz anotzi parnov. Acholitz minolov, these are we are familiar with, I imagine, more or less. And Ogea Baraglov, Acholfit Rosho, the Yeshom Mafaholik Ben Amesin, Mishanoga Bemes, Mishanafli Kalev, Amishamish Vitosa, Ogea Bekina, Ogea Bekufa Biodo, Misha Asa Achad Mikolel Velo Notal, in Tamachachamu, Tamudo Mishakach, Tamachachamu doesn't wash his hands under those circumstances, so he can, Rahman al-Sun, his Torah knowledge will be in peril, might be lost. Menu Tamachacham Yetzi Midaito. He'll simply become the teraf, become neurotic. So that's not what I'm interested in right now, but I am interested in the language of Sivkot Men. Sivkot Men, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hayotzi v'esakise, afilu lo osa tzvacha. Just entering the bathroom, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's a requirement to wash one's hands. V'chemi v'esamerchatz, afilu lo rochat sham, even though you didn't use the bathhouse. I didn't use the privy, I didn't use the bathroom, I didn't use the bathhouse, and yet there's a chiyuv to wash my hands. Mishum ruach ra sheshora be'elam mekomos. Shabura said, because simply that there's a ruach ra that exists when you enter Beis HaKiseh and the Beis HaMerchatz. The question is, which of the chadorim are we talking about? Let's say in the case of Beis HaMerchatz, I said there are three chadorim. There's the outermost one where people are partially clad, there's the innermost one where people are not clad, and the innermost one, of course, the middle one I meant, and the innermost one is where the actual bath was located. Here people are totally without clothing, and here there's no question of Zeruach Ra, and unquestionably you have to wash your hands, although here you can wash each hand one time. We'll see that also in a moment. But this Mishnah Berurah, who indicates that just entering the cheder of the Beis HaKiseh, Beis HaMerchatz, there's an obligation of Ruach Ra. So which cheder is he talking about? Let's say in the case of Beis HaMerchatz. So many Achronim say that the cheder inside, there's no Ruach Ra. The only cheder with the certainly Ruach Ra is the innermost room, the one where people actually go ahead and use the facility, or where the actual bath is located, and that's generally what's accepted, even though this is a machlokes haposkim, but generally we are noted to the position of Rabbi Yaakov Emden that he contends that only the innermost room in a Beis HaMerchatz is problematic regarding the issue of Ruach Ra. However, just to get Hayotzim and Kolt Bareinu regarding the issue of what is the status of a Beis HaKiseh, so look here in Siman Dalet, in Sivkot Lamed Tes, Mishnah Berurah. The Lama Test relates to this issue, and it's a very important issue. This is among the items that require washing with water. Of course, it's Hayotzi Beis HaKiseh. So now says the Mishnah Berurah, meaning Lama Test, after the Tefillah, the Kolshkin, the Torah, Dai Achar Kolel, the Nikoyim Ba'almuk, the Kamon, the Sivcha Beis, the Marib, the Kamon Amita, the Kolshkin, the Enoch, the Kolshkin, the Stalik, the Rahua, the Torah, Dafka Mayim. That's what the Gemara says. In order to remove Rahua, it has to be Dafka with Mayim. The Ayin, the Kamon, the Sivcha, the Memalef, when do we require three times? Only in the morning, or four times according to the Gemara. That's a chumrah. And the Sefer Heichal HaKodesh claims that even when you leave the privy, you have to wash your hands three times. Now right away, I never saw Shlita. On the bottom, and he's the Ara, he quotes from the Chazon Ish. He's stopping Shem B'Yameinu Rak La'asla Yesh Din Shel Beis HaKiseh. Only the actual asla. That's where maybe you have a situation of a Beis HaKiseh. I'm talking about the toilet bowl. Ayin Halicha Shlomo Tzvila Perichov Sim Chavdala Behara Sham. So let's just mention that the consensus of Rov HaPoskim is Maneinu, that since the bathroom that we have today is not used exclusively for bathing, but serves many purposes. People wash their face, people brush their teeth, all kinds of things that people do actually in the modern day bathroom. And therefore it has the status of the cheder emtsai. It's considered to be the middle room of the bathhouse, and therefore one can go ahead and one can wash one's hands. Now, the question of course is, and this is the issue that I want to just mention a little bit if you don't mind, and that's what the Rabbi Nevin Sol Shlita in his Ara is referring to. Bizman Chazal, their Bate Kisah were very primitive. And we're talking about a room or a place, usually it was a field, or behind the wall. People would relieve themselves, and therefore there's no question there'd be Ruach Ra when you enter such an area, and that would be Mechayim and Tias Yadayim. But the Gemara speaks about Bate Kisah Parsiyah. Gemara Drachas talks about Persian lavatories, which was essentially a hole in the ground. And then there was a deep slope trench on an incline that led at least 4 hours away from the hole. So obviously whatever waste was evacuated did not remain adjacent to the hole, but rolled down the trench into such a pit. So such a laboratory doesn't have the halachic status of the primitive Bate Kisos of Chazal, and that's considered to be Bate Kisos of Parsiyim. So our modern day bathrooms are Bate Kisos of Parsiyim, Persian laboratories. We assume that it's everything flushed down the drain, and therefore it should have the status of the cheder emtsai of that middle room of the Beis HaMerchatz, because as I mentioned, we use it for all kinds of other functions. And there were many poskim hold, they're allowed to wash your hands in the lavatory itself, in the bathroom itself. The bracha would have to be said outside. And this question is a discussion of many, many achronim, and it's based on the Gemara brachas about chavavim and aleph. That's what the Gemara talks about, bate kisos parsiim. I'll read the lashon of the Gemara. Amar Rava, Hani bate kisi de parsi avgav de isbu utsoa kistumim domi. So Rashi says keparsoi b'chafira hayu upihem berichuk min haguma v'hu b'shipua v'harei mitgalgel v'nofel de guma. As I described a moment ago, it's essentially you talk about an inclined plane and everything is on a slope, and obviously it's going to, as we have the flush down, or as they had, it's going to roll down. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch actually, lahalacha, if you have, which you do, in Siman Pei Gimel. So here in the first chelek, in Siman Pei Gimel, this is more or less what is described in the context of the Dinam of Kriya Shema, Sif Dalet. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber says, let's look at the language of the Mechaber in Pei Gimel Sif Dalet. Bei Takisei Shu B'Chafira, what the Mishavura just spoke about. I have a Beis HaKiseh, which is a hole in the ground. Upiv berichuk dal ramos ben aguma. V'hu asui b'midron, b'inyan shari mitgalgel v'nofel b'yad merachok. It's going to, obviously, be washed away, or be flushed down. V'chein hamer aglayim yordim b'yad aguma, kisatum domi umuto dikros bo, v'en bo reachra. If there's no reachra, there's no issue regarding saying Kriya Shema. The Mishnah Berurah here, maybe we'll just read a bit of the Mishnah Berurah on this particular, at the bottom of the page here. Kisatum dami perish. It's not considered to have a status of a Besakiseh. Whether there are mechitzos over that specific area where a person is relieving himself or not. The Ramah says, Aval im mashtinim bahem lifamim. Also, the harbem b'divrei Torah kol shkel libros kriya shma. Says the Mishnah Berurah on that, im mashdini b'tzalom v'afil b'shoa shein shom meraglayim v'im mem reachva v'fi shei shom shein bet hakiseh ala makom hazeh. Question, does it have a chal shem of a bet hakiseh or not? So if one uses it for hashtana, says the Ramam, so that's where the Mishnah Berurah comments over here, and then he quotes the Taz, v'kol makom l'mechitza bet hakiseh hazeh ein len din mechitza bet hakiseh l'achim mehem kenegdan. When it comes to meraglaim is different than soa. Soa, of course, you have a mamoshes. Here, you don't have any mamoshes. So if it's keneged kiluach, the stream, so then that would be problematic. However, achash and afala aretz yisurak with abonon, vein mechitz tel mikroy mishul ze mechitz mesakisei. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, otana mekamot shenogim lasa makom yuchad hashtana lakol. These public bathhouses, or public bathrooms, or public laboratories. The Yadua shows have become as masrichin mode, and they are obviously have a stench to them. Those public bathrooms, gamma mechitzotem yeshem bet akisa lechol dino. Do me the avet shemay aglayim. Remember that the Shulchan Aruch says in Pei Zayin, that's asim in Torah. The avgad mer aglayim themselves are only the rabbanim. We come and came shem yuchel the zeh masrich biyotem chamir tvei. Vachinami the kavosim. So this is essentially the din of nei bate kisa parsiim. And that's what Shulchan Aruch says, and there's no question that in our cases, even with soa, which is flushed down the toilet, so it would have the status, as I said, of a batei kisa, the prasim, and therefore there's no din of beis hakisa on it, and it would be permissible. And again, as I said, since we also use the batei kisa for all kinds of tzrachim, that one could go ahead and the chatchila often and utilize it because it doesn't have the status of a beis hakisa. Kavua. However, despite having said all this, Rabbi Meshach finds in that Zal, other poskim say that you should not wash your hands in the bathroom unless you have no other option available. If you do wash your hands in the bathroom, you should dry them outside the laboratory. And the Mishnah Berurah actually doesn't address this directly. But again, as I said, if you want to wash your hands for the Tilas Yadayim L'Suda, Rav Moshe held that cannot be done in a bathroom. But here we're talking about washing one's hands for Ruach Ra in the morning, which is different than Tzias Adayim Masuda. So even though the Chatchila you should not do so, but again, if you don't have any other option available to you, that's what he writes in Eben Ezra Chedagal Sim Kuf Yudalid. Very clear tshuva of Agen Moshe Feinstein. But in general, the fact that our Batei Kisos, how we treat them, so there's a lot of discussion about this, and perhaps I will lean nether maybe tomorrow, addresses a bit further in terms of I went looking around to see what Achronim say regarding this matter, so we'll continue Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.